sprouts 3 or 4 times a week. I think we'll give the Kavanagh House a big miss. Everyone argue about pigs in blankets and the revelation that Alice Thompson is planning to slaughter her own cockerel for Christmas. Mmm, delicious. So, in this special focus group with Times columnist James Johnson, then asked them how they plan to spend Christmas.
Think for a second about the word Christmas. And what's the first word that comes into your head when you hear those words? Does it invoke joy and happiness, dread? What's the first word that comes into your head when you hear the word?
Family, I think.
Family.
Imperial.
Tell us about that, Libby.
It's the emperor of the year. It's the top of the year. It's the crown. It's the time when we all come together and are a great power in the house, in the family.
I'd say warmth.
Warmth, very good.
Inevitable.
Good inevitable or bad inevitable, David?
It's just always there. Every sodding year. There it is. It's sat there.
Christmas carols outdoors, walking through the old part of town, singing them in Cornish.
We had a Christmas in Germany once when my dad was posted there, and I remember going to church for the carol service, and Placido Domingo was there because he was a Catholic and he was in the same local church as we were, and he had always said, "I do not sing in church, you know, because I would drown everybody," but he did join in the carols, and there was this kind of great roaring operatic voice in the middle of all us weedy old Catholics. That was a bit magic. But yeah, Germans really know how to do Christmas.
We used to have Christmas with all of my dad's family, and it got sort of more and more out of control as more members joined the family, and there were new nieces and nephews, and the sort of death knell of the whole experience was when we all went away one Christmas and stayed in a house in Dorset. And I remember in particular my aunt and my granny nearly came to blows, and then we had to agree never again. So, and then we all just decided to go in our smaller family groups, which was a lot more conducive to family harmony.
Who was the one who had to say to the others, "You know what we did last year, let's not do it again"?
I think it was mutual agreement that we'd probably all kill each other if we did it again.
Oh, it's been so nice listening to them all again and hearing from the Times columnists. And you can read all of them. David Ivanovich, Danny Finkelstein, Libby Purvis, Rachel Sylvester, Alice Thompson, John Kampfner, Esther Webber and Robert Crampton. You just need a Times subscription. Go to times.radio/subscribe. Coming up, while we await a breakthrough on Brexit in 2020, we're going to look ahead for what might be big in 2021.
Kathy at Christmas on Times Radio.
Join Kathy Newman as she looks back on 2020 with the best and biggest stories and interviews from across the year.
Kathy Newman at Christmas. Christmas Day afternoon from 4.
On Times Radio.
Christmas on Times Radio.
Well, we've just got some breaking news from number 10. Although it's Larry the Cat has caught a pigeon outside the door of Downing Street. So more on that as we get it, because that's the most action we've had from Downing Street so far this morning. Let's take a quick look. Let's look ahead. Focus on the positive. What's going to be big in 2021? What social trends will end up shaping the year? Well, no one could have predicted that 2020 would have been all about Zoom and banana bread, but nonetheless, we're going to have a stab at what's going to happen in 2021. US Global Trends Spotter, which is an excellent job title, Marianne Saltzman joins me now. Morning, Marianne.
Morning.
Thanks for joining us. So you've compiled the Zoomsday Report 2021. What can we expect in the year ahead?
Oh, I think a lot of, first of all, the first half of the year, I think there'll be great discontent, a lot of waiting around. When is my vaccine going to get here? When are some of these constraints going to break down so I can go back to lead a semi-normal life? How much longer am I going to need to be masked for? And then I think come May or June, when enough of the population has been inoculated, I think there's going to be an irrational optimism of people taking to the streets, people taking to the outside, taking to public places, celebrating a great deal, really partying like this never happened, but suffering from an underlying PTSD that, in fact, they do remember that it happened. That's exactly why they're partying.
Yeah, there was a story, I think it was in the Times yesterday, about how, or matter of fact, I'm not sure it was in one of the papers yesterday, about how 2021 was going to be a sort of sex orgy of partying or something, as we all try to do the things that we've missed in 2020. Are there any things which have changed in 2020 that you think might sustain into 2021?
I don't think you're going to see the double cheek kiss greeting any longer. I'm not even sure you're going to see the big bear hug. I think we're going to have a collective PTSD of memory that we probably shouldn't get too close to strangers. I think you're going to have very different first dating protocols, where you might have met up for a first date and it began almost with a preliminary snog. I think that's going to be long gone. I think you're going to be much more likely to put certain other body parts together than to even come anywhere near something that would be involved in your respiratory. I think we're going to really, it's going to take a long time. By the time we are finished being locked down, it will be nearly 18 months for many people. And I think this is a scar they're going to wear for a very long time.
What about the positive? What about new things that might emerge in 2021 that we haven't really thought about?
Oh, I think you're going to see a lot of people moving outside of big cities and creating work pods and study pods where they can try to replicate what they used to have in an office, replicate what their kids used to have in a school, and it's to give themselves a feeling of some control. So you're seeing even the structure of homes change. You're seeing people now want a multi-purpose room that they can run as a Zoom classroom. You're seeing people put a great deal of emphasis on a large pantry so that they can bring the supply chain all the way into the home and be prepared when there are shortages and products they want to buy run down. I think you're going to see a large number of young people decide to opt into medicine or the medical-related fields as just one way to express a greater sense of control over what they've lived through these last 2 years.
Well, it's fascinating. Let's focus on the positive. And maybe we can take some of the good to come from 2020 and turn it into more positive in 2021. Really fascinating to speak to you. Marion Saltzman there, a US global trend spotter who's just published her annual Zoomsday report for 2021.
Thank you.
Lovely to speak to you. Merry Christmas and hope 2021 is better for you. Thank you so much for all of your lovely...